Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Do you remember a couple weeks back, we brought back the very popular game, What Have I Been Missing on Facebook?
That's a game?
That is a game.
I feel like it's more of a lifestyle.
That is true. I'm not on Facebook any longer, and a bunch of people liked the fact that you went on Facebook and just read down what people were going through, and the game was whether I cared or not.
Which, I want to introduce. Yeah, I hate to spoil the ending of this game. You did not care about anything that was happening on Facebook.
I would like to introduce another game today. One maybe I'm more interested in. A different social media platform. Let's go to Twitter and let's play Bot or Not.
Meaning what?
Is this person, is this account, is this tweet sent from a bot? Or not.
Okay, so you want me to just go through our Twitter mentions and I find somebody?
Yeah, let's go through like three random ones and you give me the context around the tweet, maybe the words of the tweet,
the picture. I'll say this. They're not random because I'm picking them out. I just want to be clear for the people out there who are listening. I'm not like putting together
a
bingo round and like going 069.
Yeah, there is some
069.
There is some legitimacy to this game show.
Not really.
Bot or not? What do we have, Jeff?
All right. Somebody named Go Home Roger.
Okay. Go Home Roger. Let me just think of the name.
Has an underscore in there, so okay. It's Go Home Roger.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna say not right now.
Okay. What if I said Go _ Home Roger 6983?
I would be more inclined to say bot, but that's not the case. Let's just go with what we got.
If want to know about the sum of the stuff that happened during the Rockefeller days, It's the Real has a live podcast on YouTube and they bring out most of the members from Rockefeller.
You know what, that sounds very accurate. Sounds like somebody who is interested in both Rockefeller and our live podcast about Rockefeller. Okay, I'm gonna say not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yes.
Biggie is up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination this year. First time.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yes.
And New York Magazine put together a list of everybody who's up for the nomination and this writer's thoughts on who deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and who does not.
For this year.
For this year.
Yeah.
Says that he's got like a few fans. He's from a forgotten era in hip hop.
Jesus.
He says Smalls' albums overseen by Puffy sound fine and of course sold well, but Sean Combs was always a highly derivative, superficial producer.
Jesus.
Who borrowed myriad ideas from better, often West Coast people. The Paris sampling was particularly artless. Mo Money, Mo Problems. Smalls' biggest song is a great track, but there's nothing. That's because it's basically just a cover of Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out.
There is so much there.
Says that Rakim should get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame first. Says that he was very much involved in Tupac's murder.
My God.
Which isn't true, but he says, well, nothing's been proven.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, I said that it was written in bad faith and that spread. And the writer responded.
Yeah, okay. So the actual author
of this article or whatever responded.
And said?
Why is it trash? Why is his take trash? Is he a bot or not?
I'm going to say he is. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with bot because number one, sounds like he has no heart. Number two, sounds like he has no brain. And number three, sounds like he's just trying to troll. So Bot. That is the ruling.
We went not, and now we have bot.
Yeah. And now the tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker.
Is this third one a bot or not? What do we have?
All right. Let me scroll. Hold on. Just kill some time.
Okay. If you guys are interested in supporting your boys, It's the Real.
No, don't do that. Do something more interesting.
No. I think it's very interesting to go to itsthereal.com/shop and buy yourself a t-shirt.
I found one. Thank God. All right. This one comes from Lorenzo Cunningham.
Okay.
Lorenzo Cunning 11.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say based off the name, it sounds like a human. First impression.
Okay.
Yeah.
The tweet is in response to you saying, "Who are the dope video directors in NYC we should be paying attention to?"
Okay. So if this is just like naming someone, That's going to be a tricky one. So could it be a human? Could it be a bot? I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a fun game.
I'm ready for this. Bot or not.
He says, or it says, I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark. You want me to read it again? I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark.
Yeah, but you're reading it like there's no punctuation.
There is no punctuation. Oh. there is not one.
Okay. There's a clue right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm leaning towards bot.
I sketch, can I be a part? You're leaning towards bot after you heard me read it?
One more time?
This nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't show your hand, Jeff.
Gee, I think this might be a bot. This makes no sense.
Yeah.
I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark.
Is it possible that this is like slam poetry?
No, because it doesn't say brothers.
Well, just read it like it's slam poetry.
I sketch, can I be a part of the crew?
Okay. What is that?
The system is broken. And so is my keyboard. I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, brothers?
It almost sounds like a song. Is that possible?
I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark.
Yeah, yeah.
I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold up. Get it? I sketch, I sing. Can I be part of the crew? Plus, I sing and tag celebrities. Use your blue check mark. I sketch, can I be a part of the crew? Plus, sing and tag celebrities. Use your blue check mark. I sketch, can I be a part of the crew? Plus, sing and tag celebrities. Use your blue check mark. I sketch, can I be a part of the crew? Plus, sing and tag celebrities. Use your blue check mark. Use your blue check mark.
Woo!
Use your blue check mark.
Woo!
Use your blue check mark. Blue check mark. I sketch. Can I be a part of the crew? I tag. Can I be a part of the crew? I sing. Can I be a part of the crew? Can I? Use your blue check mark. 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 I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark. I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark.
Boom, boom, boom!
Yeah. Yo, turn me up. I mean, where the fuck should I really even sketch? Can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark? I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark? I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark? I sketch, can I be a part of the crew, plus I sing and tag celebrities, use your blue check mark? I sketch, can I be a part, plus I sing. When I die, use your blue check mark.
Jeff, who's on the podcast today?
On the podcast today is Lorenzo Tunin 11.
No, actually, who's on the podcast today, Jeff? Our friends, Peter and Cypher Sounds, also known as
our competition.
Juan Epp, formerly known as Juan Epstein. Now, one thing we didn't ask them, I wonder if they changed the name from Juan Epstein to Juan Epp.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one of two reasons. One, did they just come through Ellis Island? Or number two, do you think this is related to the Jeffrey Epstein thing and they didn't want to sort of get involved with crazy politics over there?
Dark.
Juan Epp, is there anybody who doesn't know what Juan Epstein is? Do we really need to to list their
I would say
accomplishments?
Kids under the age of 23.
These two old men.
Yeah.
Used to talk for 2 hours about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have their podcast back again, and they talk about Jay-Z on a weekly basis. It's available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
If you know our podcast, you know their podcast.
Yeah. So they've talked to everybody, and this time they have a focus on Jay-Z, the person, the career, the music. They talk to so many people, from Clark Kent to Angie Martinez to Daytwan Thomas to Donnie Kwok, and all these people who can give a great DJ Scratch, a great idea of who Jay-Z is and what he's done and why he deserves to be at the top of all of your top 50, top 100, whatever.
Top 800 lists. Yeah.
Where do you rank? Anyway, they do a whole thing, and it's about Jay-Z, and we're somewhere in the middle of their season right now. There's 5 episodes. I believe the 6th one comes out this week, and it's available everywhere you listen to podcasts, so go listen.
But more importantly, listen to our podcast with them.
And also, there's 276 other episodes. The Kevin Gates one last week.
Oh, that we did, yeah.
Did very, very, very well.
Yeah, we are scheduling his wife. We're trying to get Drika up here.
Fascinating lady.
But the Kevin Gates episode is great. It's done very well for us. And we will happily have him back anytime he wants to come back.
Very, very, very good episode. Do you have anything else?
No.
Bot or not?
Bot or not.
Jeff, when do you want to get into it?
Right now.
Yo, what up, it's Eric, a.k.a. Thelma and Louise, a.k.a. I need a ride or die chip.
Yo, what up, it's Jeff, a.k.a. keep my name out your mouth, a.k.a. don't feed the pigeons.
Whoa. I like that one. I give Eric the nod today. Oh, I love Thelma and Louise.
Yeah. Oh, hey,
well, I'm Jeff.
Yeah.
So you're looking at me.
Yeah. That's okay.
You want to introduce yourself?
You're a.k.a. My name is Cypher Sound.
Thank you.
Very famous in New York. Abe Froman, Sausage King of Chicago. What?
That's a good one.
Nor live in Chicago, but it's fine. Who are you?
I'm Rosenberg, a.k.a. Epstein, a.k.a. don't know my Instagram password.
Yes, your third favorite podcast to waste time with. It's The Real.
How do you make sure your levels are good for that?
We don't care about that. We're happy to have you here. Like, thanks for coming over to our apartment.
You can't start yet.
Why?
Your a.k.a. is... Thelma and Louise. You are Thelma and Louise.
That's genius. No, I need a ride or die chick, which is interesting because it's their ride and their die.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people say they lived, but...
Listen, man.
Okay.
It's just like the end of Sopranos.
Yeah. Okay.
Open to interpretation.
I'm starting deep.
Guys, I thought we had a deal. I thought we were good. You guys left and... You
weren't podcasting.
Yeah, we could just live in this space and... Here we are again, so no, thanks. Dickheads.
You thought that we left the space and gave it to the people we loved and trusted and said, it's yours now.
Yes, Elliot and B-Dot.
Elliot. Well, how'd you know B-Dot specifically is who I wanted to leave it to? That's who I can. And then we moved on, and now here we are prying our way back in like Grandmaster Kaz's cousins trying to get in the club. That's what Juan Epp is.
Yeah, who is the guy who the first actual signee to Def Jam? What was his name?
Oh,
and
I know he's home.
We went to one of Just Blaze's birthdays, and he was like the special guest, and he wore a jacket that said on the back "the first signee to Def Jam Records."
Yo, but hold on, now I'm
that's you guys.
I can't remember what record. Yeah, that is us. I'm upset that I can't remember the name of that. Who that was again?
This is a big problem.
It's Def Jam 35. We should all remember that.
It wasn't Run DMC.
No.
Well, they were never on Def Jam. It wasn't...
Orange Juice Jones.
No.
It wasn't...
It wasn't LL Cool J.
I know the record.
It wasn't
Scrappy.
It wasn't original concept, right?
No.
It wasn't Amon. It wasn't...
Amon.
Is he Def Jam?
No. We went to the Def Jam 35 celebration.
Do you think I thought for 1 second... There was a chance in hell
that we were not there.
You two were not at Def Jam 35. Honestly, one of the reasons I wanted to go, I was like, well, I'll see the Rosenthals. Yeah. That was like in my list.
But we went there and the DJs played zero Def Jam music.
They played a lot of Bad Boy. They played a lot of like Missy.
You have 35 years of catalog.
Was there Def Jam artists performing?
Yes.
There was.
That's probably why.
No.
Right? Only one.
They didn't play every artist. They had Fab and Jada come out. That was it.
And DMX was supposed to be there, but he decided not to show up.
Wait, that's the Def Jam 35-year anniversary party?
Correct. Yes.
Fab and Jadakiss?
That's right.
They filmed because DMX no-showed.
Right.
Still, there's a thousand other people.
But for all intents and purposes, really, isn't the most important Def Jam artist ever Jay-Z? Isn't that...
It's a great point.
I would not say Jay-Z was a Def Jam artist. How dare
you?
Wow.
Ooh, you're like Dame Dash right now.
Yeah.
But I do like that as a conversation point.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just like how emotional you got. How dare you? Reading in a mirror.
Sif and I say, I dare you back to each other 3 or 4 times a day.
On text?
But being serious. And we're both serious and angry.
Are you singing the Joe Hooker song?
No. You mean the Black Rob?
Yeah, but you know.
But I mean, Joe Hooker does the part.
Yeah,
I know. But
trying to one-up me.
But that is interesting in terms of thinking about Jay-Z vis-a-vis Def Jam.
He's definitely not a Def Jam artist.
But he definitely had a big, he was a big part of Def Jam.
Are you guys who's the number one Def Jam artist?
The number one Def Jam artist?
Go, don't think, say it. Def Jam.
But what do you mean, sales?
I can't. No, Def Jam.
I can't do
what do you picture? Def Jam, go.
I can't.
LL.
Wow.
You think LL?
You don't. If I don't think about it, I just am like, go.
Oh,
LL.
Actually, a lot of people would say Redman was the most important person.
I like Redman. I like Redman.
Well, see, now you're gonna make me look bad. You're gonna go, who's your favorite? Yeah, I like.
No,
Redman.
I didn't say who's your favorite. Just who?
I think Def Jam. I think LL is the most synonymous.
When that's, I picture, that's a different question.
Yeah.
Well, I said question. I said Def Jam, go. But that's what I meant. That was synonymous.
Right.
That was implicated in the snap. That's
yeah, did you hear the snap? I dare you.
I heard the snap.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know because I picture.
I'd say like Fall Out Boy. Is the
Fall Out Boy Def Jam?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They were there.
I didn't know that.
Pete were Wentz has there? A Rockefeller chain. Yeah. Jay-Z under his administration.
Wow. I didn't know.
Yeah. Where were you?
Are you guys going to bring that up in the podcast?
We're going to spend some time on Fall Out Boy. We'll get there. I even like just learned.
Just like three episodes.
Yeah.
You guys are still recording though, right?
Yeah.
It's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Some would say never ending.
Okay.
Depending how you look at it.
Well, I like that you guys just put out the Clark Kent episode and acknowledged that he turned you guys down more than once.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Numerous times.
And we were excited for that episode too because we wanted to do an episode that felt just like old 1-Ep.
Which is great.
I think this one, did you listen to it already?
I listened to it this morning.
It felt close to
it
an old 1-Ep, right?
Really, really close to 1-Ep.
But like
it
was polished up a little bit, but it was pretty close.
No, I
didn't
it.
Listen because I didn't want to support. But what,
thank you.
What, how did you get Clark Kent to do it?
It was really just getting him scheduled, just
also
locking him
down. There was like the talent booker of Mass Appeal trying to book him. And we kept just getting, oh, he can't do it, da, da, da. So we thought maybe he didn't want to do it. But then when we spoke, Rosenberg spoke to him personally.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, of course. Yeah.
When I kissed his ass. Yeah. I told you what I did.
Yeah.
First, I went to Central Park and saw the Originals DJ.
Oh. That's smart.
Then
you
I hit
put
him
in
up.
The time.
Then I hit him up and I'm like,
yo great job. You killed it.
Y'all killed it last night. He's like, why didn't you come up and say hi? I didn't want to bother you. You know, I'm just trying to support.
Yeah, but
I
didn't want to catch up.
So you know what you should do, though? Come do this 1-Ep. Because I will tell you one thing that we have found a little bit interesting is that it does seem as though people are a little bit averse to coming to do a Jay-Z podcast because they're scared we're like trying to dig up dirt on Jay-Z and they don't want to be a part of that.
It's a secret society. All we ask is trust. Yeah.
And that's all we ask as well.
Freeway beard is sticking out.
So, by the way, I didn't realize that's what he said until you said that the other day. Freeway beard
we
gotta
kill
out.
Witnesses.
Yeah.
Whew. Freeway's beard is sticking out.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Never
that.
Do crime
Wait.
With practicing Muslims. So. It's just not. It's not feasible.
But once beard. The Muslims retire, it's fine to commit crimes.
Yeah. Do people know what you're talking about?
Oh, that you guys have a podcast.
Did you do an intro?
Yeah, the AKAs, that whole thing. Or you mean
before that, we were like, hey, like, Juan Epstein is a podcast.
Yeah.
Do you
they
have a
just
cold,
came out.
Intro?
I'm curious, do you think that anybody who listens to this podcast is not aware of who you guys are or what you have
done? We were just discussing that downstairs. Yeah. We were saying, we're really excited to come just hang out with you.
Yeah.
We're like, promotionally, does this do anything? Because these are all the same people who know all of us.
Right, correct.
Yeah,
correct.
You know, like, we need to go
on. Also, nobody listens to this.
And it's only your family that's listening.
You gotta keep doing it. You gotta stay consistent.
One fan at a time.
Content.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Always, you know Gary Vee, you just gotta keep putting it out, baby.
Yeah, just be loud.
Yeah.
I love when Gary Vee is just randomly trending on Twitter number one.
Crazy.
And his video's just like, hey, I'm Marsha, and I just want to say hi, Gary Vee. I'm at a gas station. Bye.
Right.
And I'm like, why? I don't understand.
Wait, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
Yesterday, Gary Vee was trending number one.
Yeah. Dope. Very happy for him.
Love it. Why?
Yeah.
Because he loves Gary Vee trends.
Because I clicked on it to see what it was about.
Yeah.
Because you're a big Gary Vee fan.
Well, no, my first concern was dead.
Oh, sure.
And I went, no, thank God. He's fine. He's away. He's out of the country, apparently. But everyone's posting just these random things that it's like, hey, Gary Vee. And so Gary Vee is trending.
Maybe he had a call to action to do that.
Yes.
Sure.
To get the trending up for some reason.
I was very upset. Saif and I weren't talking that often around the time that he just started posting Gary Vee videos.
You?
And I
posted a couple.
I was worried. I got to tell you, it was a moment in time in which I was like, he might not be in a good way if he's posting. And then I kind of interviewed Gary Vee, And I grew to understand a little bit more.
Gary V can says shit I
Gary V to say. Me because I truly do not understand him or his thing.
I'm there.
Yeah.
And then I had him on and I get why people connect with him.
Because he says things.
Because he says things.
Yeah.
So Sype's a better one to tell you because yeah. when he posted he it, good, I thought,
what does he mean to you?
He gives good tactics on how to, you know, do things to make yourself happy. Live out your dreams. You know what I'm saying? Most people are stuck in jobs they hate for reasons, you know, they want to keep up with the status quo and keep up with the Joneses and
put out a weekly podcast
that no one listens to.
Yeah, with get their cars brother. To impress other people. And I like Gary Vee because he talks the shit that I actually did. When I was young, I went and worked for free for everywhere I wanted to work and made myself invaluable and then got to climb the ladder. You know what I'm saying? And that's how, whenever anyone asks me advice, I just tell them my story. I don't know any other way. This is the way I did it. Here's what you could do.
I thought you were going to say that whenever anyone asks you for advice, you just send them a link to Gary Vee.
I send a link to Gary Vee. I do bring up Gary Vee because he says it more eloquently and has better video editing.
Yeah, I didn't quite, here's what I don't, he is incredibly charming and very smart. I'm inherently guarded to anyone who gives advice for their main thing they do.
Right.
That's just me. I'm not saying that's right. In fact, I think it may be skeptical for no reason. And I think I have my own reasons for being that way. But I'm generally averse to seeing people who are like, here's what you need to do. Because I always feel, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So how does anyone actually know what they're doing? And how are they confident enough to suggest it to someone else?
Sure.
Because I would never, I feel like I'm so unworthy of giving advice, I guess because I think I'm a schmuck.
Is that why you don't go to church?
I do go to church. No. I'm always in church.
Yeah, big church guy.
Big church guy.
Church hive.
But it's really working. Whatever he's saying is really working for him.
For him. Yeah, for him.
But other people, they post it.
Sure.
Now, if you want to go follow up with each and every one of those people and say,
wait,
did you
follow
not
this? Like him?
No, I personally like him, but I didn't get when it started becoming a thing where everyone started. But you know me. The second I see more than three people post something, I have a tendency
to
hate it.
Yeah. But that's even more me. So if you see me
So you want to know the truth? Yeah. I'm just remembering this right now.
Yeah.
The first time Sife posted Gary V,
you blocked him.
Me and Laura, me and Laura Stiles had a pull aside during the morning show. I was like, Gary V, and Laura was like, "What the?" fuck? And she like leaned over, and we're like, "What the fuck's going on with him?" We had a whole thing.
We both thought
it was weird. Both were like,
"What? Something was wrong with me?"
Yeah, like not wrong with you, but like, why is he posting this? Because, but then he came into our show, and I think I got it a little bit more. I'm still surprised you posted it in retrospect.
Okay, why was he on the intro to Jeezy's album?
I didn't know he was on the intro.
That's a great question. Apparently, Jeezy feels motivated by him also.
Yeah, well,
But the guy who came up with thug motivation.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary Vee's the antithesis, seemingly, of thug motivation.
Yeah, he's more like wine motivation.
Yeah, he does. You don't mean whining, you mean drinking.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah. But I don't know, people. I sort of fault myself at this point in life for being so averse to these things that other people.
Is that anyone? Like you don't fuck with Tony Robbins or Mel whatever her name is.
Joel Osteen.
No, Mel. Joel Osteen. Is that weird that his name sounds Jewish?
I think so. I've always thought that Joel.
Oh, do you think that he's trying Joel to Osteen? Like vulture our culture?
This is the best thing ever. I don't know if we told you this, but your friend True Life came on the podcast and gave it a fantastic like almost 2 hours, and his journey's unreal incredible. And incredible.
Yeah.
And
he was
so open and honest. But
you guys had a podcast?
We had one.
Okay. Yeah. But he came up here and he was like, we're like, yo, during the darkest days, like what like actually got you through that sentence? And he was like, honestly, my mother brought me a book by this guy named Joel Osteen.
Hilarious.
And we were like, he's not Puerto Rican.
And he didn't want to hear that.
Wait, are you serious?
100%.
Yeah. It was a Joel. A, it was a Joel Osteen book.
Yes.
And B, he thought his name was Joel.
Yeah.
That is
rich. That's someone if you read... If you read in Spanish, or if you
no, and not only that, and you're in jail, so you're not seeing him on TV, and the people saying his name.
And by the way,
I've had a good TV setup in jail.
Oh, he did. So then he should have known. I take it back.
But this guy Joel saved his life, and no one's going to tell him. So, you know, his name is Joel.
He didn't mention me at all.
We mentioned you,
but we bleeped it out.
Yes.
Because you, thought, I thought when you were gonna say his darker days, I was like, oh,
no, yeah,
it's gonna be new.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, me
what
too.
The fuck?
We bring up Syfe like every time we can because when Rick Ross was here, we brought you up. Like we want to, you know,
I
carry the tradition
that.
On. Yeah,
yeah,
that's really nice of you guys.
Yeah,
I did think that's where the story was going.
We
too.
And yeah. By the way,
in his darkest days, he was listening to our podcast and he heard us shout you out.
Yeah. Also, we bring Peter's name up every time Peter stops by.
Yeah, only when I'm here.
Yeah.
You never want to ask people about mine. I had influence.
The influence.
Mm-hmm. I helped people.
I talk about you to our grocery store guy, Homer.
See, Homer at the West Side Market.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know him.
Mm-hmm.
I know other people. I know lots of people.
Very popular.
Yeah. Why did you guys start up Wine Epstein again?
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you why I did it.
The guap.
Nah, it's not a lot of guap.
That part's this.
And when we got the check, and by the time we started and released it, it was so long. There's no money left.
If you add up what we got and how much work we've done,
yeah,
we're basically doing a $7 an hour.
Oh my god, yo, Juan Epstein used to be zero work. We sat down at Hot 97 sometimes or other places. We press record. We talk. We press stop. And we press upload.
Right, not an edit. Not one edit.
Yo, by the way, sometimes even less effort because you remember when we guested on Juan Epstein in the old incarnation?
Yeah.
And we recorded at ESPN studio.
Yeah.
And it was recorded and your microphone was off the entire time. When we realized at the end.
What do we do? What do we end up doing?
Aired it.
Yeah, you aired
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You absolutely did.
Maybe you didn't even know. You probably didn't even listen. We just put it up.
No, we must have. I think I remember talking about it, but I don't remember what the result was.
Yeah.
It was, let's just go with
it. It was about, you know, this side of the table.
We were like, he didn't say that much anyway. Maybe he was checked out. Hopefully you were checked out that day.
If someone ever said to us on One Ep, hey, can you edit that part out? We'd be like, well, this episode's not going up.
Hold on, guys. Phone call.
Okay.
Oh, One Ep moment.
Yeah, this is very One Ep.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick?
Yes.
Nick?
Are you recording?
We're doing It's the Real. So it's Jeff, Eric, and Syfe, and it's my brother Nick on the phone.
Oh my god, it's four out of my top five favorite people.
Wait, who's the fifth? No. Yeah, so who would be the fifth one?
Gary V?
Oh no. No, sorry, I said that wrong. One of you is not on the list.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Nick, did you know that Gary V did the intro to the new Young Jeezy album?
It's just Jeezy.
Really?
Yeah, sorry, just Jeezy. Yeah. Anyways, do you have anything you need to say to the podcast, or can I call you later?
You can call me later. Am I gonna end up on the cutting room floor?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
If they do any edits, it'll probably be out. You can't take him.
All
out.
Right,
you can't. No, you can't take him out now. All right, bye. I'll call you later.
Don't want to break his heart.
All right, later, bye.
No, you can't take him out.
Yeah.
By the way, but it's funny because so that moment doing stuff like that is one of the things that people complain about missing from Juan Epstein.
Well, yeah.
They missed the phone calls from your brother.
Phone calls for anybody. Although he was probably the most regular phone call over the years.
He always knew when you were recording. He was like, I gotta call my brother.
Is there any possibility that you guys invite Laura or Juanito or somebody?
I was thinking about that. We need Billy June. We need Dominican Drew. We need Laura Stiles, Carhartt Girl.
And just ask their thoughts on Jay.
Hip Hop Michael.
Yeah, we gotta get.
We should do, in an episode, it would be fun to.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, we gotta do
we
that.
We have to. But the reason why, to go back to your question, I wanted to do it again because ever since we stopped, everywhere I go, people run up to me and be like, what's up with Juan Epp? When you bringing Juan Epp?
And what was your go-to excuse?
Doesn't that bother you?
I would always say, it's coming back. You know, I was lying.
Yeah.
It's coming back. And no, it doesn't bother me. Juan Epp fans don't bother me.
Everyone else
even though they're a little bit annoying and fanatic sometimes, they don't. I respect them because they are in deep.
Well, but okay, so when we had a podcast back in 2010, and there's a small but very loud group of people who love that podcast.
Right.
What's different about it than this one?
We dropped the third one.
Else.
Okay, got it.
But anyway, so like these people will be like, you know, we miss those conversations or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, but where were you? Like, you weren't there then.
Right.
So, like, where are you now?
Right, right. So you're saying, you want my old shit, buy my old album.
Yeah.
That's
or just listen to the old shit. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that balance of, like, how much you love and appreciate people who listen versus stop telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, it happened yesterday on the K Show. Someone called up and was, like, such a huge fan. He was like, I was waiting till Monday to hear you guys talk about the Yankees. And then I turn on the show and you do an hour of football. And Don LaGreca, my co-host on the K Show, just instantly hung up on him and was like, we're not a jukebox. Yeah. Like, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
and I said to him, I said, but listen, in his defense, Don, that guy probably loves the Yankees and he loves our show. And so he was excited to hear what we would do on Monday with what happened Friday and Saturday. But the thing is, Sunday the Yankees didn't play. Football happened. So the point is, I feel bad. I understand wanting to shit on them, but I also get it when people want to hear their favorite radio show do something or podcast or whatever.
But you guys didn't do this podcast for like 4 or 5 years.
We did it inconsistently. Yeah. We did some like bullshit versions. I mean, within that, some good shit happened. Yeah. During the bullshit,
you had a live show?
Beat Nuts happened in the
Beat Nuts happened
in the off years, and that was one of my favorite ones.
There's a lot
the
of
live
random,
one happened. The
Rakim,
yep. The episode of my podcast on Tidal, which was like the Curb Your Enthusiasm Seinfeld reunion of One Ep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that one wasn't great, but I'm just saying it happened.
No, it wasn't. No one talked about it. Yeah. We did it.
Yeah, it happened.
No, so during the last several years in which we weren't, I didn't even think of us doing Juan Epstein. We did do a lot of good episodes
that
probably need to at some point get repurposed because of a lot of bullshit. They ended up on a random feed. Like, the truth is, One Ep right now is about a tenth as big as it could be because the original feed that we were on that had all the subscriptions is gone. It died.
Oh.
It just died. And like, I talked to my friend at Apple about it and I was frustrated because he was like, well, what do you expect? And I'm like, honestly? With how much shit on the internet just lingers, I assumed it would just linger there.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see why
took it down.
Like, it went away. And I'm like, I think what happened was someone who I enlisted to help us at some point fucked up and canceled that one. And so we started
another
new
one.
Is that your brother Nick?
No. And he just called. No, it's someone else. And that's my fault for whoever I tried to enlist to do it. And I think they fucked it up. But so it is frustrating to know that maybe there were all these people who were still subscribed.
Yeah.
It had just been years since one. And one day they would have been like, oh, shit. And instead, if those people aren't dialed in on social media, which I think there were probably a lot of people who were in their 20s when One Ep was on its first run.
Oh, my God.
And now they're in their 50s.
And now they're adults.
Yeah.
And they may not really be following people's Instagram and Twitter like that to find out where the link is, but if it had showed up.
They probably moved on to more educational podcasts or
Gary V's
true
podcast.
Crime.
Yeah, sure.
Or Gary V. But if they would have saw our name popped up, they would have got excited.
That is interesting to think about, though, because you think about, like, oh, all the people we used to listen to who went on to listen to Combat Jack or Waste of Time with It's the Real or Joe Budden or whatever these different podcasts are. But there are other people who did maybe some of those did that. And now they really listen to NPR podcasts and they're 42 and they have kids and they just don't listen to podcasts anymore or hip hop podcasts.
Yeah.
And not because for any particular reason, but
no,
people
things change.
Get older.
Yeah.
And it's like we truly, when we were doing One Ep in the original run, the first few years, the first 5 years, let's say, so that's 2007 to 2012.
Mm-hmm. Look at his math.
It's pretty good.
Yeah
pretty good.
That era of podcast, what percentage of the current podcast landscape do you think existed then? 100th?
Oh, I feel like,
less than that?
Probably less than that.
Yeah.
Probably like, less than that.
People didn't listen to podcasts.
People did not know what podcasts were.
Do you know how we first distributed the podcast?
No.
Z-Share links.
Wow.
It would be, Nah Right would post a fucking Z-Share link. And you'd go back and look at the post, sit 2 months later, and the link would be dead. Like that was the way you got the podcast.
Yeah.
I remember
so if you didn't download
it was gone.
Yeah. I remember when we were doing our stuff very early on, it took like a million different steps to even get it onto iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have to stream it before then through like a Tumblr link just so that it wouldn't get deaded. And now if you go back, all those links are gone.
Yeah, they're all dead.
They're all gone.
And eventually we figured out, and it would play on my page. It would go to my page. You could play it on the page. And then
Rosenberg Radio.
It would play on Rosenberg Radio, but then it would play on iTunes eventually. But we just didn't know what we were doing. And to be honest, we were so focused on the radio because we had, really at that point, a pretty aggressive program director in Ebro who's on you every day.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on the irony of that now that he's no longer program director and we answer to other people. But he was super aggressive. And so you were really thinking about just performing on the radio every day.
Yeah, we had a job. It was. I always say One Up was our third job. We had the radio, which was our first job.
Right.
Then we both had other things we were doing outside of Hot 97. Me trying to be in the record industry, working at labels.
And then A&R, a comedian after.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, then the comedy started creeping in. You were doing other things, you know, trying to get on WWE and sports and all that. And then WANEP was the next thing.
Yeah, because the second thing involved money also. And we were not smart enough, frankly. We didn't have the foresight to be like, wait, if we really prioritize WANEP,
right,
could that be the money play?
But whoever knew that it was going to be anything related to money?
Well, when is the first time that somebody came up to you and was like, I like this thing, Juan Epstein?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember when it became... That was such a weird... You guys were part of it, so you remember. It was a weird time. Like, there was an internet world of hip-hop in which there was a certain sect of people who were known, you know, a pretty wide range of people that were known for doing things. And how much that affected outside of, like, Twitter and Nahrite and... I don't know. Like, I don't remember when it crossed over and I started meeting people.
Blogs were probably a big part of it.
Blogs were a big, big part of it.
But was it, right, but was it measurable in terms of, like, listeners? Or were you guys more concerned with just, like, oh, I can, like, level up to a bigger guest or, like, the guest of my dreams?
I remember seeing the Z-Share count link, like, counts sometimes and being like, oh, the site, that was a big episode on Z-Share. It said we got 40,000 downloads. That one did really well. Or I remember when we had Kanye on for a weekend, you know, the algorithm on iTunes is weird, but for a weekend, we became the number one overall podcast in the world.
Yeah.
And, but again, that algorithm dies out quickly if you don't sustain the people there or whatever. So like little things like that, but like we otherwise.
Yeah. I think Twitter coming into play of people saying what they liked or didn't like about an episode or, I love the ones where you guys just fight with each other. You know, like that's where we started getting feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you could see what people were saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't read YouTube comments. I don't know where else people would comment, but Twitter is where I started getting like,
yeah.
So when did Twitter blow up?
2009?
2009.
Yeah. Something like
so
that.
Maybe like I that's was when we started like hearing. 11.
Sife, when you recorded on video, the, Rockefeller freestyle.
Yeah.
What did you think that you would do with that video?
You know how many videos I have in my basement?
No,
I just collect.
No.
I'm just a hoarder. I'm a hoarder. I used to tape so much shit.
For what reason?
Just to have memories.
And he still has it all too.
My basement is just, I was a part of some really cool shit.
But you knew it at the time. Enough to video it.
Oh yeah, of course.
You're like, this is cool and I want to remember this.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. This is like, I just wanted it for myself.
Yeah.
There was no YouTube or maybe there was. I didn't know about it, you know?
How come you never, you know, turned any of that into anything like a documentary?
Ugh. I don't think the footage is that good. I don't have good footage. I don't know.
Are you against it?
No, not at all. But I don't have anything great like that. I don't think. Remember, I'd have to go back and look.
You have to have some special things.
But like, I look at it like, okay, I have a lot of footage from the tunnel, but there was also people at the tunnel with real cameras. My shit is in the booth, shaky.
Yo, but Shaky's in now.
Shaky's in?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shaky's in.
Yeah, I got to look through it all.
And all your old Bape stuff that you own, that's in.
Wow, Eric's like your Gary Vee.
Yeah, you should come down to my basement. Yeah. Actually, I lost the keys to the basement. I can't even get in.
You lost the keys to your basement. You lost the keys to your Instagram.
Yeah.
You guys are falling apart.
Yeah.
We're washed.
We are so rich. All this WANEP money.
I can't even keep track. I'm bathing in money.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I got some good shit down there. But I remember I put up that Rockefeller freestyle, and then it got flagged for like the music.
Really?
Yeah. I think,
by whom?
Is it still up? Did you see it recently? Is
that I did actually watch it recently.
Damn, what, it was probably... you filming it hot? It was him filming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has your watermarks on it.
Yeah, somebody, I don't remember.
But it's still like, and it's just like, you know,
is it,
views
it have,
out the roof. It's just crazy.
It has the Cypher Sounds thing on it?
Yep. Yeah, don't get gassed.
Don't get gassed.
Oh, you know what it was? One time I put it up, but in the room, there was no music because the speakers would go off when the mics were on in the radio room.
Right.
So the original footage is a cappella. And then I had to go find, I think I literally took Flex's freestyle off the radio computer and then just link the audio with the video.
Because otherwise it would be them doing acapella.
It's all acapella, yeah.
Which, by the way, would be super valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah, people would have the acapella.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
I should have done it in my basement.
There's probably a lot
this,
in your basement.
My friend, my producer, Sarafa, who's the woman, she used to work at Hot, she gave me my job at MTV. Mm-hmm. She lent me a machine that takes the old tapes that I have and can digitize them to
that's dope.
And now that's just sitting in your
I don't know
too.
How to hook the machine up to the computer, though. Like, and then I'm like, okay, I hook this machine up to the computer, and then what? Like, I got to get some kind of video importing. I don't know.
It's over. You just let it sit there.
So I just have the machine and the tapes next to each other. I got, like, me and Most Def and me and all these. And the machine's just sitting
What
there.
You want to be able to do is just take a jump drive or a hard drive and connect it into that machine, and you hit the button, and it ends up on the drive.
No.
That's what I want. Hire someone to make that happen.
Yeah. What?
With what money?
Yeah, no, get it. Juanep money.
Yeah.
The Juanep money.
Guys, you have to picture. When you think about Juanep, you have to picture some rapper who didn't even make that much money themselves.
Yeah.
You have to picture their older cousin
wearing
an Averex jacket. Too big. Too big. The jeans too big. The lugs are rough.
Right.
And they're just outside in the cold. Like, come on, man. They're smoking a Black and Mild or a Backwood.
That's you guys? You know?
That's us. That's we are that cousin with the Averex jacket. Like, my man, you ain't going to let me in.
Yeah.
You don't know my cousin?
Yo, so do you feel mad about... Like, if you guys are cold crushed, do you feel mad about whoever the Jay-Z is in the podcast game?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it for longer. No, you know what?
I mean, you probably are.
No, you know what? I'm going to try to be completely honest and really think about it. I don't think that when I see stuff in the podcast world, that's a world that particularly annoys me. I guess I feel like... I don't know. Like, I didn't expect that we would ever... Like, I have failures in podcasting that bother me. The Mike Tyson podcast being a failure bothers me. Mm. Like, that upsets me because I watched it get done and I was aware that it's something that on paper should be a smash. Mm-hmm. But if we do it the way we're doing it, this is not going to be good. And
you
I
watched all that unfold.
And I fought tooth and nail to be like, guys, this isn't how he's going to be successful. This you're not put, like I don't want to make excuses, but this can't be good. And now he's doing better. His podcast—it's not like the biggest podcast in the world, but his podcast is definitely doing better. He has a studio at the place, his like resort with the weed. And
yeah.
He has a studio there, and he's comfortable. And it's like people come into his world. We were meeting at radio stations in random places, and then forcing a guest, and we knock out three in one day. And I'm like, we are not going to get the most out of him like this.
Yeah.
And you're trying to squeeze way too much content and there are too many people trying to make money. It's just not going to work. That bothers me because I truly feel that for Mike Tyson to have a podcast, it was so amazing that I was on it because it was like it was meant to be.
Yeah.
There's no one better to help him tell his stories than me. So it frustrates me that now he has a thing and I'm no longer a part of it because I had a run at it and it didn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
That sucks. But at the same time, I try to look at it now at 40 years old being like, but I did a project with Mike Tyson.
Right.
That was my dream as a child.
Yeah.
I had a thing where I was his co-host. And
do you have the footage in your basement?
It's not in my computer, but it's audio footage. I have pictures, but I don't have a lot of video. But I have all the audio. It exists. It happened, you know? And so... But no, I don't think I look like people think I'm mad at Joe Budden a lot. People literally leave comments I see. They're like, "Yo, you need to fight Rory."
I'm over what?
Whiteness.
Who's Rory?
Joe's co-host and my friend.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
did you give him the job? Or did
no, you- Rory was Rory there at the very beginning? I don't know if he was there at the very beginning. It may have just been Joe and Marissa. I can't remember if Rory was there. Either way, he was there very early on. If not the first episode, five episodes
I think Rory was in the very beginning.
Yeah, maybe the first episode.
Yeah,
but also, you were there in the very beginning.
And so, I was there also. Yes, yes. So I guess people think that because I was there, and then later I wasn't there.
And Rory just did an episode with Mike Tyson.
A Rory and Joe.
Rory, Joe, Maul. They just did Mike Tyson's podcast.
So I should now want to fight him?
Now you have to fight him.
Is Jeff the person who's been leaving those comments, by the way?
Yeah.
What's your Instagram now?
It's the real, I'm verified.
Oh, yeah, no, that is you. So no, I don't know why. I'm like, Rory is one of the people in the industry that I literally get along with best who I've never had, like, he's a One Ep fan. Like, we just always got along so well. So it's like random that people think that's... Like, I don't even have any animosity towards Joe. I give him a hard time. He, that's not true. He gets me angry Like the way a friend who's annoying gets you angry, and Joe's annoying. And I'll get angry and have a moment where I'm really annoyed, but like ultimately I care about him, wish well for him.
Yeah.
So I don't actually sit there. And Joe's a star. I thought Joe was a star in this. That's why I helped start his podcast. Yeah. Because I thought he was a fucking star.
Sounds like Peter's getting mad.
You know what? This is bullshit. I should be on that show. Fuck Rory.
Yeah. Here we go. My wish came true.
No, so I think people assume that I would be upset, and it's like, yeah, I guess maybe would I have enjoyed it? If again, it's another missed financial opportunity. If I had known how to do that, where I could have been like the big Popo executive producer and been making money, yeah, that would have been great. But I didn't know how to do it.
You could have been the sausage king of podcasts.
Exactly. And that is something.
I thought you were. I remember when he was like, I'm going to start this podcast network and I got this, and that. I was like, oh shit, he's about to.
It could have worked.
To make some moves, yeah.
And that was later when I still should have been able to figure it out, and I still couldn't fucking do it. You know what, under the truth?
Yeah.
Of all the random anti-Semitism I receive on the street, yo, Jew! Yo, really? You're my favorite Jew. No one's heard it more than Seif. No one's heard people say awkward Jew shit to me more than Seif.
Oh, my God, yeah. Because, like, I'm the inside guy. Like, like, oh, yo, you be working with a Jew. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, son, how is it? It's fine.
No, this one. Yo, man, I don't really fuck with Jews, but I fuck with you. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, sir. So I guess of all those random anti-Semitic tropes that exist, the one that I wish was true for me was like the good built-in business acumen.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, just
right. Don't have it.
Yeah.
You got stuck with the wrong.
I know.
Yo, man, you fuck with the wrong Jew, man.
I know. I fucked with the wrong one.
You guys, yo, man, you're supposed to be rich if you fuck with a Jew.
My favorite story is Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And they would ask Dean Martin, hey, what, you know, where should we send the check, or how should we pay you, or, you know, what's the cost for this? And he'd be like, talk to the Jew. And I'm like, I can't wait to do that. I can't wait till Rosenberg and Cypher Sounds walk into a venue and they're like, how do we do that? I'm like, yo, talk to the Jew. And like, it's going to be great. And then I got the wrong one, man.
I know. The only reason that I even have my finances in order in the least bit is because Seif gave me his financial manager. And I started working. So Seif's business manager is my business manager. I never.
Is he Jewish?
She
is.
Wow.
She.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
20. Yeah. 2020, Jeff.
Cancel me right now.
Oh my God.
Waiting.
Delete this podcast yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys been in a scenario where one of you is recognized and the other is not?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Happens all the time. You know what
they
go, hey, Rosenberg. And I go, hey, what's up? And they go, oh, sir, can you take a picture? I don't know if you're homeless.
Yeah.
Or, you know, who's your friend? I see you're doing charity work. And I go, hey, this is my butler.
Yeah.
Wait, no, why would they recognize you and not me?
Because I'm more famous and talented.
Right, right. But is it because you're on more videos or?
Well, there's two things.
Like, who would be your fan but not a fan of me?
Well,
is it wrestling? Is it
there's
sports?
Sports.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you've only been gone from Hot for 4 years, but the video department now is way different than when
true.
You were there.
They don't even know
like,
you.
Even by the
they don't even know me.
Seif never even did an interview in the new studio, in what was our second studio.
Yeah.
So,
I did. Yes, I did.
Or like that was the way end. We were stuck in the.
That's where the Khaled fight happened.
No, that's the old one.
Yeah.
Oh, what's
the
new one?
Studio. We're not even in the new one anymore.
By the way,
now we're in the regular FM studio. We stopped.
That was an awful setup.
I get very little of what I asked for there because no one listens to me and I mean nothing.
Respect?
I don't get, again, one of the things I don't get. So, but I for years was just like, guys, we're the morning show. We should, and this goes all the way back to me and Seif were there.
Yeah.
We should do the interviews in this room and whoever's next, I'm sorry. Should wait till we're done with our interviews and then they come in the room. The room should be built around us doing interviews in here.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense that we have to leave and go to some fakakta smaller studio to
do
interviews.
Right.
Yeah.
And finally, after years of us sitting, me and Laura being squoze into a corner while Rick Ross is sitting next to us, eventually, finally, they let us start doing them in the studio. And now I have one singular shot on me. That was like my big thing. I was like, listen, I get it. I'm nobody. It's Ebro. I'm just fucking nobody. I just don't want it to be the only way you can see my face is in a three shot of all of us. Yeah, and you can't even make out who I am. Yeah. If I ask a question, can there be a camera on me when I talk? They're like, but we'd like to have two cameras on Ebro. So if we have two cameras on Ebro, we don't have one for you. I'm like, no, could you maybe have one on Ebro, maybe, one on me?
Maybe give you like a GoPro.
They're like, Peter, we have two cameras for Ebro, one GoPro for Laura. If you would like to film yourself with an iPhone, that is up to you.
Hey, gang, it's Jeff here from the podcast, and boy, do we have an offer for you here today. If you buy 600 t-shirts, we will personally show up to your door and give you three of them.
That's the deal?
That's the deal.
Wait, three additional ones? So like 603?
No, it's 597. And then we'll hand deliver three of them.
You order.
Because the shirts are heavy.
600.
Well, no, what? Just buy one. Yeah. Just buy one, then we'll talk about the other 599.
So, so two deals here.
Uh-huh.
One is buy 600 t-shirts, get three hand delivered.
Yeah. The other one is
buy one,
and then we'll send it to you.
Got it. 600.
And we show up.
We show up with three of them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Jeff carries two, I carry one.
They're heavy.
The other deal, right now. Mm-hmm. Right now,
right
this
now,
week.
Yeah.
You buy one t-shirt.
Buy one t-shirt, we'll send it to you.
We'll send that t-shirt to you.
600.
600.
We'll show up with three.
Now, wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Whatever. You buy 600, we'll show up wherever you want.
No,
I was like, what if you're in, like, I don't know, Montana?
I'm going to Montana.
All right, okay, fine.
With three t-shirts.
You buy 600, we'll drive out to Montana.
Yeah, we'll give you three.
Bring you three.
Yeah.
Now back to the podcast.
Even in the last 4 years, it's been 4 or 5 years already, right?
Four and a half.
Four and a half years.
What are you doing for the fifth anniversary?
Of leaving hot?
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't think I'm going to sell
it. How about a special?
Or
comedy special. Disgrace.
Yeah.
Disgrace radio personalities.
Yo, sell tables and bottle service. It'll be great.
Yeah,
do a poster.
Do a TMZ interview.
I was thinking about your leaving the other day because I think about when the end, like the end is eventually going to come for me at hot, right? And I think about how you must have been in that space where you're like, all right, this has to end sometime. No. You're not going to do this forever.
No.
You didn't think that?
No way.
You still thought you'd be there forever?
No. I remember listening to like a Juan Epstein where you guys would openly discuss it. You're like, yo, one of these days it's not going to happen. You're like, should we go to like a pop radio station? Like this won't be here forever.
Yeah, but that's not.
I wish I could reference that episode, but it's gone.
We got him on.
That was the one where we broke down the whole story. That was
a situation like if the radio station was sold, what would we do? You know what I'm saying? I never thought if Hot 97 was going to exist in the hip-hop radio world that I would ever leave. I never thought I would leave.
You don't think that there was an end point, whether it was your control or not, for the morning show that you guys...
Oh, the morning show, yeah.
Yeah.
But you assumed you thought you'd go back to weekends or doing whatever.
Well, morning shows always have expiration.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a couple of rare ones that last forever, but that's just the name
Elvis
of the game.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm waiting for your... Flex has called me twice in my years and on the low, like, yo, Syfe, I'm out. I'm out, man. I'm about one more year and I'm out and we're gonna start setting you up. And I was like, yeah, baby, yeah. And he doesn't go anywhere.
Did he mean the car show?
He's like, do you want to start a car show? You're like, what? I don't know anything.
No, I thought I'd be there forever.
So you thought in one way or another you'd be there?
One way or another, middays, you know what I'm saying, and still do this other stuff, but still have be on the radio.
So how sorry, I mean not to take over your interview.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so was there a time period of like sadness and FOMO of just like, I don't even want to turn the station on. I can't believe I'm not there.
You mean after I left?
Yeah.
I've listened to Hot 97, I promise you, 3 times since I left.
Did you listen to the Bagel Boy interview?
It was the Bagel Boss guy. And we got him the first day. Yeah. We got him first. So that literally just comes from
never
like...
I never listened.
So it still makes you bummed out in some ways to just turn it on.
No, I just have no interest. I'm not bummed out.
Were you listening to Hot 97 when you were there, though?
Yes.
On a regular basis, and things that are not
for work,
not your
for
show.
Work purposes.
Yeah, but like
when you were driving home, you would turn on like K-Slay or
Not K-Slay because I'm like I'm never gonna play these songs. But like
what?
Definitely Bobby Connors and Jabba.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely listen to Flex to see what he was talking about. Just because I was like, okay, we might have to talk about this in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was work purposes,
right? Mm-hmm. Or the records playing that you want to.
Yeah, like who? Like I like listening. Like back then, I would listen to like DJ Magic or Bobby Trends. They would be playing like new, because since I was doing the morning shows, I wasn't in the clubs like I used to be, and I wasn't super on top of the music. Now, I know nothing.
Right, you're washed in a different way.
Yeah, but I listen to music now for enjoyment, and I was like, holy shit, I remember when I was a kid I would do this, and then I listened to music for work purposes, and then now I'm back to listening to it for enjoyment. It's so weird.
Well, when you broke Rick Ross's Hustlin',
yeah,
were you playing that for an hour straight out of enjoyment?
It's both.
Okay.
Both. Yeah. But always work was always the focus of listening to new music.
Got it.
Can I play this on the radio? Can I play this in a club? Like, there's albums I've skimmed through listening for the single or the club banger, and now I can just play them straight through, and I'm like, oh shit, like there's Nas songs that I'm like, I never heard this.
Right,
like,
you listen to the singles. Yeah, that was it.
Or find the one album cut that I think would be dope. And then
after that, move on.
And also, DJs don't listen to music the way other people do, because people always think because our headphones are on, we're listening. I'm like, I'm listening to the next song. I know where the beat drops. I know the first couple of lines. And then I'm kind of just listening in my mind for like when to drop out the fader. Like if I'm in a club,
yeah,
like they usually sing along to this part. But I'm listening to the next song.
Right. That's interesting.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we're always moving
yeah.
forward. Now I'm like, oh, now clubs are horrible. Like, yo, listen, I was one of the originators of speed mixing.
Talk about it.
Okay.
Like the club speed?
The club speed. I was speed mixing. And I was known to run through records. But now you don't. They don't even play 30 seconds.
Right?
What the fuck?
Well, no. I mean, like, if you put on the Meek Mill intro, then you can do a bathroom break.
That's the only one.
Yeah, that one plays out. Although, but listen, it's funny that you say though, because C, Mr. C, who's old school,
yeah,
is the he's as fast as I'm guessing most people are today. I've seen C go 20 seconds at a time.
Mm-hmm. Flex too,
and Flex can get going.
Yeah,
too.
Everybody does it now.
It's funny. I enjoy changing records, but I generally believe you should be like at around a verse a record.
And yeah, then, I need at least a first verse.
I need a verse, and like if you're except for some records, we're like, you know, for example, Choice Is Yours. You can just play from Engine Number 9 to Do Da Dippity, yeah. But for the most part, like you want to hear a verse of a record.
We saw Swiss Beatz perform at like a hotel.
Yeah, it was
in
a W.
Jersey. Yeah. And he just did hooks. Just did his hooks and killed.
It was like 45 minutes. It was perfect.
That's different though. That's a performance.
Right. That's because those are his hooks.
Well, right. I would pay to see you, Syfe, do 45 minutes of just hooks.
Of Swiss Beatz hooks?
Yeah. But like you performing.
Oh, who would want to see that? Syfe can yell on a microphone with the best of them.
This is true.
That. I could do that.
Very comfortably. Well, I'm glad we had this conversation because I get scared though. When I know the time will come to an end. I've been at Hot for a very long time, but I do think about that feeling of being like getting in the car and being like, I don't want to turn it on anymore. Like it's not my place anymore. And I will tell you, in some ways, that already exists. Like after being there for a certain amount of time, once Angie and Big Dennis and those people left,
yeah,
and then Cypher, it did become different.
Like it's a job.
It became we're the morning show. Like right. We have our specific crew, some of which, like me and Shawnee, who've been there since my very first days there. And then, of course, I've known Ebro since I first started. And Syfe basically introduced me to Laura a long time ago. And then after that, while I still have friends at the station, you don't see them anymore. When Syfe and I were doing the morning show, we were still so active that we were A, there till fucking dumb late, yeah. 12, 1 o'clock all the time. Mm. Like, I would see Angie on weekdays.
There was a culture.
And the culture, I will say, like, so it does already feel different. I don't know, there are some mix show DJs I don't know. I truly don't know. I now meet street team people who work at the station, and they will have been there for 2 years, and I've never met the person.
It feels very different.
They see me, and they're like, oh, hey, Peter,
So is it like here. Going back to high school, like, for you? If you drop by.
But he only comes and sees us too, basically.
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know how to go see Flex. Because I remember back in the day, I don't know if it's still the same, but you had to be on the guest list.
At
and
night.
The guest list was ended at 5. So some people would come to see Flex and they'd have to sit in the station from 5 till 7 when he got there.
And wait for him to bring them up?
No, they'd They'd get upstairs.
Get passed up.
And be sitting like record company dudes.
Oh, and they'd stand upstairs.
They'd be upstairs and like, what are you waiting for? I'm waiting for Flex. I'm like, it's 4:30. Like, yeah, well, there's no other way in.
And they would just stand up to, yeah, that's it's insane.
But does anybody still wait outside, by the way?
Again, I'm
like any artists?
I wouldn't know. Not in the morning. In the morning, if that ever happens, it does every once in a while. You're talking about an all-out psychopath. And I've had those too.
No, I don't think it's like going back to high school for me. I think it's like going back to an old job.
Are the security guys downstairs, the woodworkers?
There's one guy, I think, at night. But I went there the other day to promote Juanette.
Yeah.
We have a new podcast out.
Available everywhere. Yeah. Juanette Podcast. Yeah.
And the guy was like, nobody knew me in the front. And there was even like a young black guy there. And I was like, oh, he doesn't know me from working here, but he's going to know me.
Yeah.
And he just didn't even look. And the guy was like, you know how to use this card to get in the turnstile thing? I was like, yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I know how to use it.
Interesting story, though, that I thought about recently. I don't know if we talked about it. Syph and I did a one app in 2012, the Friday before Summer Jam.
Classic episode.
No, but it really is.
Okay.
It is. If you were ahead, it was, if you know about the podcast, like really know, it was an episode where we talked about the future of the show. And if you really were to go back and find it and listen, you could tell that we thought the morning show was done.
Really? What, it was like that time of year? Like
it was
contracts were up or something? Or?
Yeah, and we were just ratings were down.
Yeah.
And we were Breakfast Club had gotten big.
Yeah, we
were just feeling like this isn't good. And my brother always tells me that our late great producer, Jake, rest in peace, that when he saw my brother at Summer Jam and he went to my brother and said, hey, man, I've been working radio for a long time. Been a good run. They're done.
Really?
Jake told Nick it's over.
What?
100% over.
Damn.
He said, Holy shit.
He said, I've been through this before. And
I'm glad he's dead.
But that was for other reasons before I even told the story. I wish you guys knew Jake so you could know how safe a joke that was.
Jake is the one who got me into improv. He's the one who took me to
UCB. Oh, yeah, that's right. He took you to UCB.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, Jake is so important.
Jake is
so important in the history of our relationship.
But he said that. He said it's
so done. Jake says, Jake's like, it's over. He told Nick, I've been at radio stations before. This show is a couple of months maybe.
Shit.
And then
how much longer did we last?
Nicki Minaj happened.
Well, right, that weekend.
That weekend. On Sunday, Nicki Minaj.
So what are you saying? You saying that saved you?
That gave us
Peter did it.
Yeah.
Peter did it and saved all of your jobs.
Yeah.
Well, there's a different version of that story that's told different ways. But yeah, it did. We did hang
on. Oh, so we got hot because of that?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Well, you did?
I mean, did I? I did.
You.
But now that I look back on the story, I realize now that a lot of other people got hot off the story, too. Like, it should have been me that got scorching.
Yeah.
But everyone got a piece of the hot. Oh,
you were trending on Twitter, just like Gary Vee.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I thought you
died.
I
like this Gary Vee hate. I love Gary Vee. Gary.
Shout out to Gary Vee, by the way. We're trying to get on your podcast, but, you know, you didn't hit me back.
By the way, guarantee he's not listening to this.
It's a great point. But yeah, I just find that story to be interesting because we were literally done and the Nicki Minaj thing happens and we ended up getting, as our unit, Syph Sounds and Rosenberg, we probably got another year and a half, 2 years out of it, maybe more, because we got hot for a minute.
Was the Summer Jam before that when Nicki yelled at us? Remember on stage?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a year before?
Yep.
The precursor?
Yep.
The year before, she
was like, I don't fucking know what you guys.
Why y'all be talking shit?
And we were like, no.
I know, I love you, Nicki. No, you don't. Y'all be talking shit.
Damn.
Well, here's the order of Summer Jams. I swear to God. I've never told this.
Yeah.
Here's the order of Summer Jams with Nicki Minaj.
Exclusive.
2011, what Syph just said. Do you want to do it again?
Huh?
Do you want to do the impression again?
Yo, y'all don't. Why y'all talking shit about me?
2012, I offend her. She leaves Summer Jam. 2013, it was her return to the stage. She was nervous as shit about it. And I literally was with her before she went on stage with my arm around her, giving her a fucking pep talk. That was the order of the years that went on, like how that relationship evolved. It was bizarre.
Wait, why was she nervous? Just because it was Summer Jam? Because
last year she pulled out on it.
Yeah.
And that year, for whatever reason, I forget where she was career-wise at that moment.
Right.
But it was a moment that wasn't necessarily scorching hot.
Not super sturdy.
And she had to go be on stage. And she's also, I mean, honestly, that's why I grew very fond of her in that moment, because I saw her like normal insecurities that people have of just being like, she was antsy about, she was just antsy about being back.
The Summer Jam that Nas didn't show up and then went and did Power's concert.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was there.
Yeah.
That's the when he with the noose.
Yeah.
The lynching.
Yeah. Bullshit. You can't even do a noose now. You want to have a simple noose at your concert. You want to hang someone
hang?
in effigy? Yeah.
Effigy. Yeah.
Effigy?
Effigy.
Effigy.
Effigy. Yeah. What's that, a hanging?
LRG.
You want to hang someone in LRG,
yeah.
And they can't even do that.
Yeah.
You at least have to wear Esco.
I think this was a Juan Epstein moment. You guys were backstage. Didn't you, like...
You had a setup.
Wrangle people, yeah, as they walked by, and you guys were sitting in, like, a...
A golf cart.
A golf cart?
Very well, yes. That was great.
And...
You remember, Sife?
Yes, I do remember.
And... Gotti, I think, came up to you guys and was like...
Yo Gotti?
Yo Gotti. And
as my iPhone calls him, To Gotti.
But I think you guys were like, hey, you look like $1 million. And he goes, that's it?
Oh, yeah. I remember that line.
It's a great line.
It's a great... You don't remember that episode, do you?
No.
When
I don't
we
remember
sat,
any of them.
We sat there and there were people like getting wheeled to death.
No, I remember. I remember being...
Oh, you guys were right by like the triage or whatever.
Yeah. It was so funny. That was such a funny episode. That might have been...
That was the worst place to have... I mean, I guess it's close to the exit. The artist entrance to Summer Jam, Giant Stadium, there's like a ramp that goes down. And then right next to that was like this...
Triage.
Infirmary triage.
Yeah.
I but guess if ambulance had to like, come...
Yeah, sure.
It's all the kids who are too drunk to last through the whole show.
Right.
But if you...
And everybody who got arrested,
you're
too.
You're an artist coming in and you just see some kids in gurneys being wheeled by.
And handcuffs.
Yeah. And handcuffs. Oh, those are...
You guys should do a pop-up Juan Epp at Summer Jam's parking lot this year.
Ooh, that's actually hot.
That'd be great.
Well, I vowed never again to go to a Summer Jam, so...
Does it count if we don't go to the actual concert, though? We just go to the parking lot?
I guess so. I don't know.
You'd be hot.
I look so forward every year. When it comes around June, I go, I don't have to go.
Yeah.
I don't have to go.
Yo, but imagine, though.
I hated Summer Jam.
Imagine the reaction of people who were just like, oh, I remember you on the big stage, and now you're out here.
No, it's so funny, though, because that's something that, like, I did not relate to when I started, was Sife's feeling, like, forced to go to Summer Jam.
I
like,
hated
you're
it.
You're crazy. This is the day
just
we
the
get
long
to see
day.
Well, he's a Coca-Cola
there's
man.
No, there's no... And we didn't have no... The enjoyment you guys are feeling out in the crowd is not what we're getting. We're not feeling that
it's
joy.
It's work.
Super work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
annoying work.
And a long, long day.
You didn't like going out there and shouting out, like, you know.
No, but you got to understand. We had to fight to get on stage.
Really?
We had to
fight to
get on stage.
I still do. I still feel like.
Even as a collective?
I've never DJed a Summer Jam.
You never got to DJ.
That's wild.
I've DJed for artists. I never had a set.
No, that is crazy.
How did
that's
you never
wild.
Get a set?
Exactly.
Who that's did you DJ saying. For?
I DJed for Little John. Which was fucking amazing.
I bet.
He brought out Damian Marley, brought out Fat Joe, got some other people. It was stupid. And then one year I DJed for, I don't remember. Sorry. But the Little John one was like,
crazy.
To this day, every time me and Little John see each other, we bring that up. Yo, remember Summer Jam? Summer Jam? Like,
that's
Little
wild,
John, bro. I got to start putting him on my list. I definitely broke him. No, Cap did. Big Cap.
Hmm.
Big Cap broke Lil Jon. I was
rest
second.
In peace.
Yeah.
Big Cap, Lil Jon, Eastside Boys.
Oi, oi, oi. Yo, there's a lot of dead people around us.
Yo, by the way.
Jake.
No,
Jake's dead.
Jake, Big Cap. That's it, man.
Yeah.
No, there's so many. It's so crazy.
Yeah, we've been
the
around
hip.
A lot of death. Chris Nadler.
Chris Nadler.
This guy, he used to work at the
yeah,
station.
Yeah.
You guys have to have met Chris Nadler.
Maybe in passing.
You were super in passing.
Because
I was
every
at,
SOBs, you were
it was,
yeah,
was
yeah,
next,
yeah.
yeah. That's what that was his baby. We today's Ice Pick's birthday.
Oh yeah. Rest in peace to Ice Pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, Ice Pick died? Did I know that?
Yes, you did at the time. It's literally that's how many people die.
Oh yeah, that
I'm
one,
not
that
even
one.
Kidding. That's probably Sife, I don't know if you know this. Headquarters died also.
Headquarters died.
Yes. Mm. You remember that one?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember Ice Pick now. Yeah, yeah.
It's just no. This literally. It's like
today's his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His birthday.
Yeah, yeah,
oh
yeah.
man.
Oh, you know what else died? Hmm. Your guys' morning show.
Oh my
wow. Wow.
That was our producer and our morning show. Yeah. Yo, Shawnee, watch your back, son.
He was right. He was right.
Yeah, he was eventually right about it. Yo, man.
There's a couple people that I was really upset about. Ice Pick.
I didn't know Ice
Pick
well.
Yeah,
Chinks. When Chinks died, I was really upset.
Chinks was bad.
Some people was like, I didn't really know him. I feel bad, but I didn't know him. But there was some people I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, Chinks hurt a lot.
I really
Nipsey hurt a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Nipsey
where
hurt.
Were you when you found out?
Nipsey?
Yeah.
I was in England. I was in England. I was doing a show with these two Muslim comedians. Oh, let me tell you something about going on tour with two Muslims. Boring. Jesus, they wouldn't let me go out ever. Nothing.
By the way,
they were on their dean. They're like, no, you can't.
Wait, are those the guys who would ask about like what it's like to work with a Jew?
No, they were fine. I was in London in like our Airbnb, like our flat, and this guy was like, oh, Nipsey Hussle just got stabbed or shot, and then I was like, oh, shit. It was really bad. I was like, oh, he just got shot though. He'll be okay. Like YG got shot,
right?
And then,
right.
And then all that shit. So I was literally in another country. Like feeling like horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, that was that.
But it was great. We ended all our shows with Nipsey songs and like,
man,
the love was crazy. I mean, not that it matters to his family or whatever, like what we were doing in England, but I'm just saying like you could feel it over there. Like,
yeah. On a spiritual level.
Nipsey was the only one that's happened, I think, where I spent the last half hour before I knew he was dead refreshing Twitter to see if he was dead.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was sure it was gonna happen. So I was.
Were you sure he was gonna die?
Yes, because the way the story was playing out, it just didn't make sense. And I saw one person say, there was one tweet from someone who I looked at, and they just looked like a random regular person. They weren't some Twitter troll. And for whatever reason, I was like, this person's probably not wrong.
He's
probably gone.
So we got word like, whatever, like an hour beforehand. And
before he got shot?
No. Yeah.
Yo, you guys could have done something.
What?
No, but you watched Twitter and we were refreshing it too. And, you know, then it's like, well, it's not our place to say anything. It's not like, you know, you can say anything to all these people who are like, yo, praying for this and everybody stop what you're doing. And like, you know, just think of him. And it's like, what can you do? It's like nothing, you know?
Wait, but you got to... you got informed an hour before what he passed?
Yeah,
No. We got an hour before it came out.
Oh, you had...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, that he had so passed. You knew he had passed.
We knew he had passed.
Before it kind of came out to the world.
Yeah. And we didn't want to be like the ones who are just like, hey, like, yeah, I know you guys are
right. No,
yeah,
that's not your business.
No, it's not. And it's just like a weird thing to
watch. What underground Illuminati...
Great point.
Phone list are you guys on?
Listen, Jews. Talk to the Jew. Jews. Yeah.
I actually, you know what? I've never spoken about this and I'd speak about it. I got beat up by some people who don't like me. I mean, you and I.
Actually beaten up?
No.
Oh.
I mean, like beaten up on like podcasts or social media. I think we talked about this privately, but uh-huh. I never spoke about it publicly. That when Reggie passed away, when Reggie Osei died, that I said it on the radio. And or I tweeted it. No, I tweeted it, and I did it early. And apparently, there were some people who didn't know, and people thought that I was actually doing that to like get credit.
Yeah,
for
I remember.
It. And it was so I didn't bother saying anything back about it because I just didn't want to get into any sort of dispute at the time that he had died about that. And it was so upsetting because we were on the air and we found out, and we heard from a pretty reliable source. And we stopped. I don't think Ebro was there. So it was like me and Laura discussing it. And I was like, if this is real, I want to break in on the radio and do a proper announcement that this has happened. And
not break the news, but break in to say
to
something.
To say that, to break into the show.
Right. Yeah.
Which to me, I viewed it at the time, the kind of person that Reggie was.
That he would appreciate such
a
thing.
Yes, that it would be meaningful that on Hot 97, everything stopped, so you could say that he passed away.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I've been through this many times, and I know what it generally means to people when they hear people on the radio
like
talking
breaking
about
news.
It.
Right, yeah.
That it's breaking news, that it means something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was what my logic was. So then we decided to not go with it, even though, like, we all knew it was true. I actually was like, I'm not doing that until we know exactly what's what.
Yeah.
So fast forward 45 minutes later, my coworker texts me and is like, I just saw a tweet from so-and-so that it's true or whatever. And so shortly thereafter, I put up a post on Twitter.
Right.
And apparently my tweet was still among the very early people to tweet.
Yeah.
And as a result, people who already think that I am disgusting Jew who wants to control the universe was trying to somehow
get clout off of that.
Credit. And it was just upsetting.
Especially, he was sick though, right?
Yeah.
He was
in
the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That one is different. That one's like, if you find out, you know, that's, I think that one's not as bad. But yeah, but you were, people think you were trying to get some.
Well, no, they, yeah, they thought because I announced, because I said it earlier than I guess other people had said it. Anyways, I ended up feeling like shitty and questioning myself a lot, even though I knew what my motivation was at the time, was trying to do the right thing. And I really was just amazed that I was like, wow, no time is ever not too soon to not try to forward your personal agenda with not liking someone. And I, and it, and Reggie and I guess other, but then I thought about it and I was like, well, a lot of people would be quick to jump on this because they thought that me and Reggie didn't like each other.
Right.
You know, because we had a tumultuous friendship.
At one point,
Yeah. Like we had had ups and downs multiple times. But where it was when he eventually, when he passed away was a very good kind place.
Yeah.
That, you know, we, that we culminated sort of by doing that podcast with him together at A3C a few years ago. And God, he's one that I can't believe is gone either.
Yeah.
Like he, that, like, even though I knew he was sick, when I found out, I was still utterly and completely shocked.
Mac Miller, another one.
Yeah, Mac is...
Oh, I love this episode. It's the real, the morose.
Yeah.
It's the morose code.
Just like going like further and further down this hole. Like,
can no, we... Yo, can we just call this podcast In Memoriam?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like that depressing-ass Gangstar song, In Memoriam, at the end of... At the end of, whatchamacallit, Moment of Truth, they have a song called In Memoriam. It's just R.I.P.s. It's like 3 minutes.
Hey, that's one of the deep cuts that you can play in the club.
Yo, everybody, let's get our In Memoriam on.
When you guys like did this sort of like announcement on YNAP that there was going to be like the last for a while, did you really think that it was going to be picked up again?
I didn't even know we did that. Did we do an announcement? Where did we do that?
Wait, how checked out were you?
No, yeah. I just never listened to One Up. That's like a don't thing.
It's
like,
a conversation. Same. It was just a conversation. Yeah, you guys have something in common.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not a nerd about One Up the way I'm a nerd about other things. So like, other people are nerds about One Up. So I don't remember what I said. They're like, yo, how would you? How did you know that? I'm like, I said that. I don't remember.
Honestly, yeah. I'll say this. I don't think either of us expected that a credible company like Mass Appeal, who when you think about it is the perfect fit for One App. Like that's probably my favorite thing about the whole thing. Whatever level of success it gets to, whether we ever get a second check, whatever happens, whatever happens, I love the brand association. I just think Mass Appeal's shit is generally like, yo, like their Wu-Tang doc was fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Like they do good hip hop shit.
Yeah, they do, it's a good fit.
I hosted one of their concerts at South By, and that shit was like hip hop.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Guys, and we get it. You work with Mass Appeal.
So listen,
no,
Peter,
Mass Appeal, yo.
Yo, Peter, yo, I love Peter you. Bender.
Shout out to Sasha J. Kids, yo.
Sasha's like, you
shout out to Mark Grandy. No, shout out to the whole team.
Yeah,
Nas.
Hey, yo, Nas, what's up, son? Call me. Yo, talking hip hop with Sasha is the most fun thing you could do as a hip hop fan.
Like, wait, more fun than talking to us?
No, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
No.
Yeah, but that is great. So I don't know. We thought people always try to get me and Rosenberg to do stuff together, but I don't know. It didn't feel right at the time.
What's another offer that came in that you guys just didn't do?
Nothing specific, but people were always trying to get us to do like
Make a Wish?
Yeah, one dying kid wanted us to come by. There was like some TV idea, a couple of TV ideas we were throwing around, and they were like, "You should really do this with Rosenberg. You guys got good chemistry." And at the time, I was like, "We've gone our separate ways. He has five jobs.
Wait, what happened?
It was a CBS.
Yeah. Wait, where was this? What did I miss?
This is like when I first left.
Okay. And was it a good opportunity? Or?
No.
Okay.
But
so is this still possible?
Yeah. What's the number?
Wasn't that a good number? No. Oh, I got TV ideas.
We should do one
with us.
I honestly do.
Remember there was a food truck thing.
Yeah. But we never did anything with that.
That's what I'm saying. It was
open
like
up a food truck. Oh, yes, actually. I knew about this idea.
You did?
I think maybe we talked about it, actually. You and I.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Peter brought it to his lawyer, Eric's lawyer.
Yeah, I do think in some ways it's funny. We're getting to YNAP now, but in some ways I think the next logical thing that really should have been for me in Syfe was some sort of television vehicle.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it would be, but not really.
Shout out to This Is Hot 97.
Yo, by the way, I love me and Syfe's parts on
'97. I just watched those recently because I'm going through old footage. Because
you have them all?
In his basement.
You had to have them. There's no way you didn't demand all of them. I'd be so disappointed in you.
And I like our scenes, yo.
Our scenes are great. Yo, it's funny. People say what you just did, sarcastic and mocking us and treating us like garbage. And I get it why people say that, because like it's sort of an absurd show and there was a lot about it that was dumb. But I'm super proud of our parts on it. Like, I thought there were parts that were straight up really funny.
And it was, they were like, okay, that was Juan Epp. Like, we were undercover Juan Epp on that show where we were supposed to be Cypher Sounds and Peter Rosenberg, which is two different things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, they wanted us to be the morning show guys, but on the low, we were doing Juan Epp
on that show.
You know what I mean?
Yes. It was much more that.
What were you guys like? Set? Was it like fighting over video games with Macklemore or something? Like, what were you guys doing?
What, on the episodes?
Yeah.
You didn't watch?
No, I definitely watched.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We had the bit, my favorite bit we probably ever did was the conversation where Mano insists on coming to my house to watch wrestling.
Right.
And me and Sife are talking, and I'm telling Sife that I think I would have done well in jail. What?
I think we're supposed to do a call with the source at 12:45.
Answer Sapphire's call right here on the podcast.
Yeah. Double your
Sapphire
content.
You're live on It's the Real.
Okay, guys, you have to call. You have another phoner.
Right.
Yo, we're with the fucking Jews right now.
Can you tell?
Don't laugh. That sounded anti-Semitic.
Okay, do you need me to text you guys the dial-in information?
Can you ask him if we could do like another 15 minutes?
Another 15 minutes? Yeah. Okay.
10. I don't want to be here that long. I have to go to sleep.
Okay. In 15 minutes, so you guys got to call the number. I'm going to text it to you guys.
Okay.
Thanks.
God, we have so much press to do.
Oh my God.
So far, we've done Jeff and Eric. It's the Real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, Sife, what was called? Was that?
That was the Source.
So after that, we have the Source.
Yep. Wow.
Smile every time my name is.
So it's Yom Kippur tomorrow.
You already did Hot
97? When does that start?
Tonight.
Midnight?
Hey, what are you guys doing for Yom Kippur?
Nothing. Repenting?
Do you guys fast?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you go to... Why? This is important. You should enjoy this.
Why?
I'm going to get some source material.
Why? Some source material.
Because Sife likes laughing at
you. You can't remember what our ancestors did without starving?
It's not about that. It's traditional. I always fasted. It's like it enables me to hate my... When you're repenting and you're feeling guilty about the things that you've done,
mm-hmm.
the hunger allows me to hate myself even more than my Jewish good. Guilt will do.
Yeah, you sure. don't just think about what you're going to eat for dinner?
I spend a lot of time thinking about that, too.
Yeah.
When do you have to fast?
Sundown.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
Oh, no, sundown to sundown.
By the way, I'm not being serious. Obviously, I don't care that you guys don't fast. However, I do have an important question, and this I care about deeply. Do you go to a break fast?
Sometimes.
Because if you go to a break fast, you didn't fast. Fuck you!
I would never go to a break fast without actually fasting. But my thing is, I need to gain weight. I feel like fasting would make me lose weight.
No, you can do it in a way where you gain weight. Trust me.
Oh, cool.
But I was okay. That's too bad. Well, you know what? I don't care that you guys didn't fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We live in the same neighborhood. Tomorrow, I have to break fast.
Mm-hmm.
We should go to dinner. We should just go to a Jewy place and eat.
Sure.
Yeah. Because I have to do that.
Do you want to go to our bagel place?
Which one do you guys go to?
Absolute.
Where's Absolute?
The one that we went to the one time that we hung out.
We only hung out one time?
One time. I'm pretty sure.
Forget it. No, let's keep it to that.
Questlove got Little Brother back together. Did Questlove get you guys back together?
No.
He was a huge 1UP fan.
Was he?
Damn.
You guys got invited to the Roots picnic. We never did.
You guys weren't a thing.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, dude.
He should have tried to get us out of, like, when he had, like, eight podcasts.
How did you get on there?
They emailed us.
Who's they?
Roots Management.
Okay. So, why? Are you friends with them?
No. They were fans of ours.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Well, when he you guys literally do told good me, work.
He told me that his Pandora radio show is 1UP. Like, in his mind, he's recreating 1UP. And he was like, I bet I could get nerdier. Which he did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well done.
But how do you not, even if, like, bring us back on, make that a 1UP reunion where we do some ill shit at the Roots
picnic. Questlove owes you.
No. I'm not saying that.
You guys
want to
sit in on
why.
No,
you wanted to, you asked earlier
what
things bother you about the podcast. When I saw other people were doing a thing that Questlove was curating in podcasting,
yeah.
mm-hmm. I thought, we're the reason he listens to podcasts.
Right.
How would you not think? So I know that's selfish. That's coming from a perspective of they should be thinking about us. Right. And I've learned people aren't always thinking about
you. Yeah, but I'm always...
I wonder why... Right, exactly.
No, I wonder why we get skipped over. That's something I do wonder. Why do we always get skipped over?
But I feel like we feel the same way.
Oh, for sure.
But how can you guys feel skipped over? You're at everything.
So what?
So that's not being skipped over. No. You're at the thing.
I think that we support a lot of people who don't support us back.
Correct.
Right. And so
I feel like that's a different. Lot of opportunities go to other people when...
Isn't it funny, though, to hear all of us complain about... Like, Asif, you guys get invited to things that we would never receive an invite
for.
Never.
And also would never go to.
And never would go to. Yeah. Good point. So we also would never go.
By the way, this has been our entire relationship with Peter. He's just like, you were invited to Elliot Wilson's birthday party in 2008?
Where was I? And they're like, and you're like, you don't even like Elliot. I'm like, I do now. Now, I don't know where I'll be next week with Elliot. By the way, I just heard Elliot's running Tidal's content now. So I think we're doing great, him and I. We're getting along really well.
Oh, good. That's all it takes, him getting a promotion.
What? No, but I it's funny to hear us all complain about that. I do think that like we all feel that way, and it's an ego problem everyone has, right? Like, you're like, why isn't this person thinking of us? Why not this? But I guess in me and Sife's case, yeah, there was a certain sense of frustration. That literally, I've never created anything in my life except really for this. So when you did it and you watched it get bigger, like most things you say, like for example, I'll give everyone a little gem. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel stole mean tweets from the morning show, right? No one's going to believe that. It sounds stupid. I could explain how it happened. You would still go, yeah, right, sure. I know it happened. I love it. I think it's really cool. Jimmy Kimmel's my favorite late night host. He doesn't know they stole it from the morning show, but that's where it came from. In the case of One Ep, I can actually point to it and be like, we did this. It happened on this date. No one else was doing it. It happened for a while no one else was doing it. Mm-hmm. And then all this other cool shit happened. And it's amazing that you get the appreciation from people who matter the most, like yourselves, like Combat Jack, rest in peace, like Questlove. There are people who know, but I guess you do also sometimes feel left out, just like those old school rappers who are like, damn, there are cats out there really getting rich off of this. I know. Present company included or excluded. I don't know. I don't want to make past judgment, though your new apartment's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, there are moments when you're like, damn, you feel like even though you know you had that and that should be enough, you still feel sort of like people don't really give a shit.
Sure. And that's why you wear the jacket that says I was the first artist signed to Def Jam.
Yeah, I do wear a 1UP jacket, though.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Guys, congratulations on the new version of 1UP.
Thank you. I hope people like it.
And I hope that like whatever you guys can do with the catalog does, you know, happen.
Can someone listening help us come up with the smart way to use our old catalog?
Nick Rosenberg. Gary.
We can't. Gary. Here's the deal. Where's Gary V?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. We can't half-ass it anymore.
No.
We can't think of, oh yeah, just put it on this site that site's not going to be
get gas.
Like, let's put it on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, actually, if you guys put it on TikTok, that'd be amazing.
It would be like, we'd have to do like 250,000 TikToks.
That would be so great if you were just like, yo, I'm doing a waste of time with It's The Real. I'm doing a call into the source and I'm doing a TikTok later.
We're doing one TikTok.
Wait, what did... Forget it.
What? Uh-oh. No, I want
it. No, was it really funny?
What did Jimmy Kimmel steal? From you?
Mean tweets.
From you guys.
No, it was actually our show then.
I did that.
So,
oh my god!
So
I don't remember mean.
Sife's about to stay. He's like, can I start telling people that I?
Yeah.
So put it on your LinkedIn. You don't remember when I started doing a bit where I would read mean shit that people had said about me on Twitter?
Oh yeah.
And we played music and we did a whole thing and we read mean fucking tweets.
Yeah.
And then maybe a year later, whatever, it popped up there. And the only reason I know this to be that I truly believe this, I don't know it to be true. Is that Sife and I did a bit, a Sesame Street.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was thinking. Is that the connection?
So that's what put. So when Sife and I did the Sesame Street Lil Jon record, and we had Lil Jon remix the Sesame Street intro.
Lil Jon from Summer Jam stage?
That's right.
That's him.
So Lil Jon came in, and we had him redo this Sesame Street thing. It was fucking awesome. If you find it, you should play it here. It's
we
super cool.
We have a letter from Sesame Street that was cease and
desist. Oh, do you keep it? You have to have that.
No, they wouldn't give it to us.
Who, the station kept it?
Yeah. Ebro wouldn't give it to us because it was like a legal thing.
So they
had the Sesame Street, what do you call the thing?
The logo?
Letterhead.
Yeah.
It was like, stop playing.
Yo, so that would be worthy of framing.
I know. It would be amazing.
It definitely would frame it.
It would be amazing to frame. I wonder if they have it somewhere. It would be amazing to frame. So,
yo, have your artist mock it up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So after we did the Sesame Street bit, Kimmel used it. They aired our bit
it was
on
like
the air.
Top 10 YouTube videos of the year or something. It was like number
four. They loved it. They loved it and they sent us a thing about it. Since then, we just like just recently in the last few months, we had someone on the show. I don't remember who. And we got a thing. Jimmy Kimmel's people reached out. They wanted to know if we could give them a contact for so-and-so. And I was just like, the point is, over all these years, someone who works there has been keeping an eye on our shit forever. That could just be some random writer who's a Hot 97 fan who gave them the Sesame Street thing. And my opinion is, saw the mean tweets thing and was like, this is funny. Let's read people's, let's have celebrities read their own tweets. I don't think they thought it was a plausible idea to be like, let's have Peter Rosenberg come out and read tweets about himself.
Yeah.
Let's have actual famous people read tweets about them. So I wholeheartedly believe that's where it came from.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I don't know of anyone else who did a thing before that where they got on the radio and read tweets about themselves. But at that point, remember, it was YouTube comments and tweets. Yeah, I would read like Rosenberg.
No, because
you
to
fucking
get
Jew.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, why? If you need a venue for that, you can always come over here and read mean tweets about yourself.
I have to look. Yo, YouTube videos now. I mean, yeah. And if you ever look at YouTube, if you want to hate yourself, just go to a YouTube video on Hot 97.
But why would I want to? If I wanted to hate myself, why would I read comments about you?
Because you're friends with me.
You make me feel bad about myself. I feel bad about you.
You wouldn't feel worse that you know me?
No.
Oh, hey. Thanks, man. You're still proud.
Appreciate it. Well, congratulations, guys, and
thanks for letting us come in and complain about how busy. Yo, man. Hey, you know my cousin let me in, man.
This is me being removed from your guys' culture, but I feel like this is a perfect Yom Kippur Eve podcast.
It really is. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, we're getting so much out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and I want to say everyone. That
I gotta bang my chest, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
For everything I did to Joe, for everything I said about Joe Budden, that's been bad.
Yeah.
For everything I've ever said about E-Dot and Elliot, I probably will do it again.
But you're not saying anything about Rory.
Rory, I'm one of the only people I have anything to repent for.
Great. Not what I heard.
Sorry.
So repenting is like you're clear.
Sort of.
You're good, right?
Yeah.
You got to do it, man.
Yeah.
Because you don't gotta go. You don't gotta do this every week.
Well, no, I think that's
I build it up.
No, but by repenting, you don't just say it to the air. Like you don't just put it out there. You have to say to the person, "Hey, I'm sorry for everything I did."
Well, you're saying to God. But you're not saying
it
to person.
No, it's not.
Have you ever been to
this? Is an AA, Jeff?
You're not writing an amends letter.
Wait, do you think Yom Kippur is a 12-step program? Actually, it would be 18 step. What? Come on.
Jews,
18. Yeah, I'm killing it. I know stuff.
That was really good. That was really good.
Thanks guys.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste Time with It's the Real Jeff. People want to find out more about us. I'm Eric with the curly hair. You're Jeff with the glasses. Together, we are It's the Real. No apostrophe. No spaces. People want to find out more about this podcast. It's called A Waste of Time with It's the Real. If people want to find out more about what's going on with us, Jeff, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com. We've got so much on our website. We've got recommendations for other episodes you should listen to. We've even got our merch store at itsthereal.com/shop. And on itsthereal.com, the homepage, you can just go and sign up for our newsletter for free. No costs added. You can always listen to all of our old episodes and all of our new ones if you go to any streaming platform, including the one you're listening to right now. Go to Apple, go to Spotify, go to CastBox, go to YouTube. I don't care. Wherever you go, it's the right place and the right time. If you want to find us on social media, we are at It's The Real on Twitter, at It's The Real on Instagram. Those are the only social networks that matter.
Please follow us, bots or not. Jeff, I said to the internet, here is your chance. We have Juan Epstein on our podcast. Now is the time to publicize your podcast on our platform. Did anyone respond with a podcast they want us to shout?
They did. That's it.
All right, well now,
goodbye.
No, now is the time where we shout those people out and their podcast.
All right, shout out to Jason Plus One, who said he does not have a podcast, which is crazy.
Defeats the purpose.
Yeah, but he said his homies do.
Okay.
At Reduced Lunch, the Reduced Lunch podcast, and the Groove Suite podcast.
Shout out to both of them.
Shout out to the Flight Club 1985, who said Ike from Sports Life and Hip Hop podcast on SoundCloud. What do you think they talk about?
I think they talk about bots or not.
Oh, they're stealing our bit?
Yes.
Shout out the Homie Jesus podcast from Sweet Jesus Radio.
Okay.
From El Paso, Texas.
Sounds like it's right in our lane.
That's El Braina Cacos.
All right.
Did I know he was from Texas? I thought he was from LA.
Well,
No, he's from El Paso. My bad.
Jeff, Jesus is everywhere.
Jesus has always been the second set of footprints.
That's right.
Shout out to the Thousand Jumpers podcast with Bobby George 413 and Dapper J. William H. Holla. They are from DMV and North Carolina,
sir.
Slopmaster 00, that's Jose, that handsome devil. I don't think he has a podcast, though. Shout out to Beatmaker, our guy in Florida.
Yes.
Who does the Armchair Philo Ciphers with Ron Solo. Armchair Philo Ciphers.
I see, it's bringing those two words together, creating a new word.
Mm-hmm. Armchair Philo Ciphers.
Yes, yes.
Rich Noir says, on the ones with Rich Noir. See, but that makes it sound like he's doing, like, weather.
On the ones.
Yeah. Shout out to On
Maybe
the Ones.
Maybe he is doing the weather. Have you listened to his podcast? Maybe you should.
I honestly,
On the ones.
If Rich Noir is talking about weather, I will 100%. I will 1,000% listen to
on the
Rich
ones.
Noir talk about the weather. The Greenhouse Poe podcast on all platforms at 609 Greatest. Bigger Than Pancakes podcast, that's Dope Tomorrow. Shout out to that. I do not know what Bigger Than Pancakes is, but I fuck with the movement.
Waffles.
Wow.
Waffles.
I guess that's the answer.
Bigger Than Pancakes.
Yep. Shout out to This Is How I'm Living podcast on all platforms. It's also from 609 Greatest. How many podcasts does this guy have?
609 Greatest, is that in San Diego?
No, it's San Diego. That's New Jersey.
609?
609 Jersey.
Oh, got it.
Also, this guy doesn't follow us. He's not going to listen to our podcast. He's just he just wants us to promote his shit.
Maybe 619 is San Diego?
Why do you know San Diego's area?
I've got hoes in different area code.
Area. I tweeted the other day that I was upset that Luda didn't have any hoes in our area. That was very deeply upsetting to me as a 19-year-old or whatever. We got one more. This is from Levi.
Yes.
Levi of Berti, who said, the old section, but y'all can't say that, so let's roll with N-word.
Wow.
I don't think that this podcast is broadcast in Walmart.
We can't shout out this podcast.
Can't shout it out. The old section, but y'all can't say that, so let's roll with N-word.
Shout out to all the podcasts out there. Shout out to all the podcasters out there. And shout out to everyone who's supporting this podcast right here, as always. Jeff, now for real, for real.
Wait, that's a real podcast. I'm looking at it right now. It's a real podcast.
We'll see you guys next week.